Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you. Thank you for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. We travel to the Black Hills and talk with Jeffrey Waring, Director of Entrepreneurship and Tourism with Black Hills State. And he talks about the technical startups and entrepreneurism happening in the Black Hills. Plus, the mayor of Sydney, Montana, Rick Norby, he talks about how the Bakken oil field has changed Sydney, but how the Yellowstone Diversion Dam could impact it even more. Plus, U.S. Senator John Hoeven, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jeff Waring, Director of Entrepreneurship and Tourism for Black Hills State University.
Jeff Waring, Assistant Professor of Management and Director of the Center for Business Entrepreneurship and Tourism at Black Hills State University.
Black Hills State University. I absolutely love the Black Hills. So first off, how about a little plug for your guys' university, and if you wanted to spill into your department, go nuts. But how is Black Hills State doing this year?
We're doing good, yeah. It depends how you're asking. The football team's doing awesome so far this year, but also about 2 years ago, we got our AACSB accreditation, and so that's really drawing a lot of attention to the business school and helping people realize that, you know, we actually have a really strong program, one of the best in the region.
So there's kind of an entrepreneurship wave going on across the country for the last, three or four years. Has that been, trickling into the Black Hills? You know, you're director of the entrepreneurship department. Are you seeing any growth happening within your department there?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because it's not just with the school, but it's the community as well. So there's a number of events that are cropping up to promote entrepreneurship, both in Rapid City and also up in Spearfish. And we're really trying to tie in with those community events and say, hey, you can learn stuff in college, and we'll teach the classes and the book smarts, and then we'll get you involved as well in all of these community activities that are happening so that now you can network and actually grow beyond when you graduate.
Two of my favorite businesses in the United States are in Spearfish. One is the Dough Trader Pizza Company. It's the best pizza I've ever had in my life. And then the Crow Peak Brewery, which was around long before this craft beer craze came. In fact, I would say that they're solely responsible for my IPA beer craving, which I absolutely love. They're different craft beers. Talk to me a little bit about maybe some of the other businesses that you've seen pop up. And I just gave you two there, the Dough Trader and the Crow Peak, and you can certainly elaborate on those businesses. But are you seeing some of your students or some other influx of that in the community?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, Crow Peak is awesome. We had a it was a How'd They Do That series that we started putting on, and to where we take students into local businesses and just talk to the founder about how they started the business. And Crow Peak was the first one we did that with, and it was really a great conversation we had out there. There's a lot of other businesses right in Spearfish. One that jumps to my mind is Camp Native, which is actually a tech startup in Spearfish. And they have received a huge amount of funding from across the country. But they realized that, you know, if they could pick anywhere in the world that they wanted to have the business based out of, they wanted it to be Spearfish. And so I thought that was kind of crazy. And so they've been helping a lot in terms of connecting students to some of the entrepreneurial activities, and especially with financing. And so that's great. I'm trying to think what some others are that have had come in. I'm kind of spacing right now. We have so many different businesses that are popping up, and we try and get them into the community as fast as possible. Get them from the community into the classroom as fast as possible, just to talk with our students.
Well, that's okay. You're not the director of the Chamber of Commerce, so I kind of did a pop quiz there on you. But talk to me about some of the tech stuff happening there, because that is another push that's happening, especially in Fargo, North Dakota, for example. They've got tech companies popping up left and right there. So it's interesting to hear that one is happening in Spearfish, because, you know, quite honestly, what I'm hearing, at least from a lot of the business leaders and the startup leaders in Fargo, is communities, or I should say millennials, are starting to go to communities that interest them. It's no longer the big cities and these other things. They want to go where they can go hiking and go fishing and have bike trails and et cetera. So for me, Spearfish makes perfect sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's a lot of the draw is right there, is that it's the type of community. And, you know, one of the things that people say is, oh, we have to have tech startups in California because of, you know, being able to staff them. Well, nowadays, your staff doesn't actually have to be where you're headquartered. And if they have to be, I mean, we have a lot of talent coming out of the area. You know, BH has a lot of business and marketing talent that they can draw from. The School of Mines in Rapid City has a lot of the programming talent that they need. And so, I mean, it is really a great area to start it up. And, you know, we are working to try and get those students between those two schools to overlap quite a bit as well. And so we have two projects that I'm doing right now that I'm involved in, where it's overlapping between the BH students and the students at the School of Mines.
Talk to me a little bit about what you guys are doing at the school for entrepreneurship.
So one of the big things that's on my head right now, so the small business management program, small business management class, which is part of the entrepreneurship program, it's a course where students actually create businesses. They develop the whole business model during the course of the semester, right? And so last year we ended up getting a new fund created by Jim and Lori Morbach. So they were alumni who gave money to the school to create a fund that these students can use to jumpstart these businesses during the semester. Because, you know, I believe that, you know, if they're going to learn how to run a business, they learn it best by just jumping in their feet first, right? And so that's a huge thing that we're doing right now, is pushing students, take this class, you know, see how easy it is to start a business from nothing, and you can do it in just, you know, 15 weeks of a semester and get something off the ground and make it profitable. So that's been one of my big pushes right now. Along with that, we have two projects where one, it's working with the School of Mines to develop a business model around an airplane transponder system, which is pretty cool. And so the Mines students are building it. The BH students are developing the business model, and who knows where that's going to lead. And then there's another one in conjunction with Regional Health to design a business model around isotope production. So we don't know where that's going to lead either. But just these different projects that we get the students into and say, hey, let's design the business model and see where it carries.
So I wanted to ask you about, and I don't know if you have any affiliation or any knowledge, but the name Denny Sanford, I'm sure, means something in the state of South Dakota. And there, I wanted to come at you from two prongs from that. One is Sanford Health itself. I don't know if you guys are doing much on there, if Sanford has made its way over to the western side. You know, obviously they're big in Sioux Falls. But secondly, I believe Denny Sanford is funding or is the main benefactor to that underground mine that goes like 2 miles below the earth's surface in Lead, South Dakota. Are you guys doing anything as a feeder program or getting involved in any way with the healthcare on the Sanford side?
Not on the healthcare side, no. There is, you know, Sanford, obviously, in South Dakota, I mean, he donates to so many causes, and so he's a great one to get things going. We have a new Sanford Science Center on campus, which has a link to that underground laboratory. And our university actually just opened up a new classroom down, you know, down at the bottom of that shaft, right? So students can actually go down there and do work. I'm currently trying to figure out an excuse to be able to go down because you have to have a good reason to do it. And I haven't thought of a reason to have my business classes go down there. But
to listen to the full-length interview with Jeff Waring from Black Hills State University or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.